Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Today we are taking a look at some of the weirdest perks across all of the Fallout games, because you know how Fallout is. It's both extremely dark and extremely silly all at the same time. So we're going to take a close look at a bunch of these and see just how weird and wacky they get. Now, if I missed any, or if you think one of these is absolutely the weirdest of all of them, I want to hear from you. So comment on the Robots Radio Discord or on this video when it goes up on YouTube. Let me know. All right, let's get started. I'm going to take these in alphabetical order from the way that they were recommended by the community. Thank you to everyone who chimed in. And if I picked one of yours, you're going to get a shout out. Or a shout out. I don't know why I said shout out, but maybe I'm turning Canadian. I don't know. Here, let's talk about the first one.
Number one.
Bloody Mess. This one was suggested by Chaz Waza. And Bloody Mess started as a trait in the original Fallout games, which would, of course, make somebody explode into lots of bits and chunks. And in Fallout 3, Fallout 4, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 76, those aren't exactly the order that they came out in, and also in the role-playing game, they expanded on it. It not only went from a trait to a perk, but they also included extra amounts of damage, and of course it still absolutely wrecks your opponents because it blows them into little chunks, which is one of my favorite things in the Fallout games. The fact that people and robots and all sorts of things can fall apart, but then especially when they are biological like this, they turn into little chunks and gore goes everywhere. It's one of the things about Fallout that just makes it so wonderful. It also clearly shows up in the TV show. Although they don't tell us directly that, for example, the ghoul has the Bloody Mess perk, but when he shoots certain people, it's very clear for those of us who have played the games. This one was suggested by Chaz Waza, who writes, well, it's in all the games. Why is it weird? Well, how the heck does a pistol or even punching someone with brass knuckles cause them to die so violently that their limbs and head fly off while their torso explodes? Well said. I don't know if I need to add much else to this. It is weird. It doesn't actually make any physical sense. And it's absolutely wonderful. So I'm so glad this is in the games.
Number two.
All right, next up on the list, the cannibal perk. And this is another one that I use all the time because I find it very handy when I'm low on health to be able to just eat my victims. And cannibalism is absolutely disgusting. It's one of those things that is naturally repulsive to 99.99% of the human population. And it's something that totally makes sense, at least in my mind, in the world of Fallout. This is a perk that shows up first in Fallout 3, then New Vegas, Fallout 4, and 76. It makes its way through the series. In the earlier games, in Fallout 3 and New Vegas, you lose some karma when you do this, and you have to be sneaking to do it. By Fallout 4, it's very much a different kind of thing, at least in regard to that. It says here in the Fallout 4 Vault Dweller's Survival Guide, feast on mortal flesh to heal your wounds, but don't do it around any polite folk, including companions who aren't fans of chowing down on humans, ghouls, or greenskin flesh, as you aren't seen in the best lights. This is a good alternative to other forms of sustenance, though it requires you to be less caring in the ways others perceive you. There's a chance you'll be openly attacked if you're gnawing on a citizen who lived in the establishment you're feasting at, too. So have some decorum, please. And so it turns from being just like a karma hit to an actual response from your companions who then go, oh my God, that's disgusting. And then you lose favor with them. But it seems like it can also piss off other people if you happen to be in, for example, a village where there's happens to be a dead person. Then you go up and start chowing down on somebody's uncle and then they get mad. So this absolutely is in the category of weird, and this was suggested by your friend Nate, who writes, why? Come on, it's gross. Makes no sense in any way with any lore. The fact that you get health back right away is a little bit weird, but of course, it's a video game. You get health back from eating food and stuff like that. But I would argue that in desperate situations, historically, I'm looking at you, the Donner Party, people have resorted to cannibalism. It's a thing. And so it makes sense in the wasteland, at least in my mind. So I think we can agree that is absolutely disgusting and super weird. So it belongs on this list.
Number three.
Next on the list is one that I think a lot of people will be less familiar with because it only shows up in Fallout 2. This one is called the Expert Excrement Expediter. It's such a good name. And this is a special perk in Fallout 2. The description, the in-game description says, you can sling bowl with the best of them. This can be gained from shoveling Brahmin dung for Bill in Broken Hills 5 times in a row. Remember old video games? Actually, it feels kind of like an MMO thing. You do a thing enough times and eventually you unlock something. Well, that's basically how it works. And if you don't have at least an intelligence of 4, you can only shovel the dung 1 time. Which means you can't get this. So you have to be smart enough, and then you have to shovel manure, basically, and then you get this wonderful effect, +5% to your speech skill reputation loss in Broken Hills. So effectively, this is like a 5% speech bonus in Broken Hills, and it is super weird. Also, another weird thing about this is it was suggested by 2 different people. We have Hugar and Drunk Panda both suggesting this, and they both have some thoughts on this one. Hugar says, why it's the weirdest? In Fallout 2, you just fling feces and increase your speech. Never have I thought rationally that flinging one's poo will help with a conversation. Good point. And then Drunk Panda says, why is it weird? You sling bull with the best of them. You sure do. Shovel enough Brahmin, we'll say poo, for Mr. Bill in Broken Hills, and you can get 5% bonus to speech and a reputation hit, probably for smelling like a steaming pile of Brahmin poo. Who's to say? I think we're all on the same page with that one. It is kind of weird that it's in there. I feel like this was just a, like, hey, this would be really funny if we just make this a thing because Easter eggs, or, I mean, it's not really an Easter egg, it's just kind of a hidden perk. I mean, you wouldn't think to shovel the poo 5 times just to see if something happens, right? But you can, and this is what you get. And that's why this is one of the weirdest perks on the list.
Number 4.
So let's jump from Fallout 2 all the way up to Fallout 76 and talk about a legendary perk. Legendary perks were added to Fallout 76 with the One Wasteland update. They are these very, very nice bonuses you can get, and you can kind of grind away at them in order to unlock not only the original perks, but the upgrades. There's like multiple stars, all of that. And each of them is particularly important for certain types of builds in Fallout 76. This one, Far-Flung Fireworks, here's the effect. Enemies killed with a ranged weapon will have a chance to explode, damaging nearby enemies. So think of this as kind of an extension of the Bloody Mess perk. It's not that they explode into a bloody mess and do more damage to themselves. It's that they explode and then hit other things around them. So it becomes kind of an AoE effect. And as you upgrade the perk, you get more and more of a chance. It starts at 10% and goes all the way up to 20% chance to blow up anything that you kill with a ranged weapon. And it doesn't matter what kind of ranged weapon. This isn't just rockets or something like that. This is everything. I mean, you could shoot something with a pipe pistol and it could explode. This one was suggested by Rick Retro, who writes, Basically, it's a perk where enemies have a small chance of exploding on death. It's honestly not too amazing gameplay-wise, but it's comedic to see something get blasted to oblivion when you hit it with a dinky pipe pistol. My brother and I were playing and we noticed a possum, which I shot as a joke. The joke doubled when it exploded and flew high into the air. So, yeah, very similar to Bloody Mess, but a different effect. And so these things just pop, which is a lot of fun. So if you want more explosions, go with far-flung fireworks.
Number five.
So next on the list, we have another perk from Fallout 76. And as you can imagine, in a game like Fallout 76, where you're playing with other people, you need to have some perks that benefit working as a group and doing things together. In fact, it would make sense to have perks that allow you to be not only more dangerous and do more damage, but to also tank more damage or to heal your friends. That's where friendly fire comes in. And friendly fire is one of those terms that has goes way back. It has to do with accidentally shooting people on your own team and the irony of that fire not being friendly. Well, they take it another step because they make it very literal. This is both friendly and it has to do with fire. The way this works is that teammates hit by your flame weapons regen health briefly, but that does not include Molotovs. So you have to have, say, like the flamer weapon, and you have to run up and purposely cook your friends in order to regain their health. So it is friendly. It's less dangerous than the way we use the term actually for friendly fire, which means people get hurt. So you're actually helping people out, and it has to do with fire only. It doesn't matter if you have other weapons. You can't just shoot people with, again, pipe pistols or anything else, explosives. It has to be flame weapons. So it breaks conventional wisdom, I guess, the idea that maybe getting closer to a flame will actually heal you as opposed to harm you. But it also has some other little conditions that are pretty interesting. So first of all, it has been confirmed that the heal effect will also restore limb condition. So as your limbs get wounded, it absolutely will heal individual limbs as well. That percentage ticks up, not just your total health. Also, this is pretty funny. In previous patches, they patched this out, but it used to be that you could heal turrets of NPCs that were friendly with this perk, which is super weird. I mean, you're just cooking a turret and it just gets better. That's super strange, right? So this is a weird one. This one definitely fits on the list. This one came from Operative Grim, who suggested it and said, "Let me heal you with my flamewerfer, or flammenwerfer, that's the word. Let me cleanse your body with the purity of my fire." I'm good, Hans. So yeah, I agree, Operative Grim. This one definitely fits the weird requirement because it doesn't really make sense. It also seems pretty weird for new players when they jump in the game and people keep running at them in events with flame weapons trying to heal them. And they're like, what are you doing? So yeah, that's why this is on the list.
Number 666.
Next up, we have one that also has a healing effect, also from 76. This one is called Good Doggy. This is an endurance-based perk that makes eating dog food three times as beneficial. And I don't know about you, but I'm not sure exactly how beneficial eating dog food is in the first place, but in these games, it heals you up a little bit. Well, if you keep coming across that dog food and you're like, yum, yum, give me more of that yummy dog food, then you can use this perk and it heals you a lot more. So yeah, it sounds gross. I mean, it's not as gross as something like Cannibal. It's also not as, I guess, readily available, because if you're running around shooting a bunch of enemies, then chances are with Cannibal, you're always going to have something to eat. Good Doggy, on the other hand, requires that you have come across some dog food. But turns out that there's kind of this extra benefit. Get this. This is what I found out doing a little bit of research. For the cost of one perk card slot, the healing benefits of canned dog food exceed the craftable healing salve at base HP of 250 using rank 3 of the perk First Aid, while also restoring significant hunger, that 30%. It synergizes extremely well with Cola Nut or Bloodsucker perks, which talk about some other perks that are weird. Blood packs now satisfy thirst. with Bloodsucker, which is also weird. They don't irradiate you and they heal you more. So there are some synergies here that you can use if you feel like you're constantly having to heal yourself in Fallout 76. I would recommend maybe just getting some better armor and taking less damage. But, you know, if you get hungry, everyone likes to not be hungry. This helps as well. And this one was suggested by Pollenho420, who writes, my man Roy in 76 gets 3 times food benefit from dog food. It's the only food I pick up now. Yeah, I mean, heck, that is one of the things that happens a lot in 76 and probably one of the things I find most annoying. And I know you only get benefits now from food and drink, and it's no longer like a detriment if it happens to go way down. But is it? I mean, if you're used to having the benefits, then it's still a detriment not to have the benefits. Also, it is kind of annoying to have to just constantly check that and then eat more food. And this makes it easier. So it's weird, but it's useful. And that's why it's on the list. All right, we're about halfway through the show, so that means we have to go thank our patrons for supporting this and making this possible. Let's go do that, and we'll be back with some other really weird perks, so don't go anywhere.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, we're back. This is the middle of the show. Thank you to everybody who supports this podcast on patreon.com, words are hard, /Fallout Lorecast. Go check it out. Go get ad-free episodes and t-shirts and join us on patron chats like the one coming up next week on the 31st. You can come join us. We'll be chatting about whatever all of you decide we want to talk about. Who knows? Maybe we will consider some of these weird lists and get some more perspective on this together. But we also have to shout out Joshua C., our newest patron. Thank you for signing up. And Germinator, our Sentry Bot level patrons get shout outs every week. So thank you, Germinator. And we also have to read out some new reviews because we had some other ones come in. I'm still trying to catch up on everything. So thank you to everyone who takes the time to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I will read those out on a future episode of the show. This one comes from Big Homie Gray in the US, who writes, new favorite podcast, started listening from the start last month, and I'm about 76 episodes, no pun intended, in. Gotta say, this is my favorite podcast and has taken over what I listen to daily at work. Thanks for a great show, and the effort put in is nothing short of incredible. This show makes work 1,000 times better, and the games get another layer of entertainment. Thanks again, robots. Blessings to you and your family. Well, thanks, Big Homie. Also, this one comes from FlyGuy320 in Great Britain, who writes, lore forever changes and expands. This Lorecast always delivers when it comes to interesting and entertaining content, and it's great to see the release of the Fallout TV show bring even more attention to it. If I could make one cheeky request, I'd love an episode dedicated to the Lovecraftian entities in the Fallout universe. Looking forward to Robot's take on them. Keep up the great work. Oh, thanks, Fly Guy. Yeah, those are super weird. I've talked with Nate Perkypile, who I believe is the dev who is responsible for all of those across the games, and what I've learned from him is that there really isn't a whole lot beyond just the things that you find in the games. They're supposed to be there and be mysterious in order to be mysterious. But outside of that, we don't really get any clarity. So to really answer your question, there's not a ton to really do an episode on. I mean, I could point at each of the things and we can go over them in some detail. But unfortunately, there's a boundary of knowledge. You only can learn so much because they haven't really built the backstory of what those are yet. So hopefully that clarifies some of that. So there you go. Kind of a little lore episode in the middle of the episode. Thank you to everybody for your support. Also, if you'd like to help by leaving a review on Spotify, 5 stars would be great, or sharing with your friends, any of that stuff would be super helpful. And check out the YouTube channel. I've been doing a lot more videos lately. Thanks for being here. All right, let's move on with the rest of the show.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, let's get back to our list of the weirdest perks in Fallout.
Number 7.
This next one, you probably are familiar with. This shows up in Fallout 4. It's called Gun Fu. You've learned to apply ancient martial arts to gunplay, although many might balk at the agility and level requirements in cases where you're facing more than one foe, which, let's face it, is almost every occasion, a sizable damage augmentation is welcome. Remember, this is for fans of VATS only. And that's from the Dweller's Survival Guide. And this does, like, this is the actual effect here. Taking ranks of this perk grants bonus damage in VATS while attacking more than one target consecutively in a single VATS sequence. Higher ranks grants bonus damage done to a third target and beyond, as well as guarantee a critical hit to a fourth target and beyond. So fairly complex, but basically it means you turn on VATS, you target one thing, you target another thing, you target another thing, and you will do more damage with more targets as you go. So it sounds pretty video gamey, and I think Cleo the Fusky, who is the one who suggested this one, puts it pretty well. They say, why do you deal more damage on your second shot and beyond? Like, do you do 100 base damage for one hit, and your second shot, tier one of the perk, deals 125? You're still using the same gun. Doing more damage on the second shot and beyond makes no sense, and it's just weird. Yeah, it just doesn't actually make any sense. Why would you get more damage just because you shot someone else? Now, what could make sense is that you intimidate a second target and they're more likely to flee in terror because they saw you shoot the first guy and now you're shooting at them. But you're in VATS, so everything slowed down, so they wouldn't really have time to react. So I guess that wouldn't make sense in a gameplay perspective. But it's a nice upgrade, right? Like, a lot of times you're shooting multiple things. You've got a number of feral ghouls running at you or whatever. It would be really nice to be able to take them out faster, and that's what this helps with. But it still doesn't really make any actual sense. So that's why it's weird, and that's why it's on the list.
Numero ocho.
So we've had a significant discussion about blood so far, so why not continue that conversation with our next weirdest perk, hematophage. So this one only shows up in Fallout 3, and it absolutely has to do with blood. It says here in the in-game description, this perk allows you to regain health by consuming blood packs. Now, that's not exactly clear. If you do consume a blood pack, you always get one health back. It's not particularly useful, but if you happen to have this perk, then the blood packs heal 20 points instead of one, which is a significant upgrade. That's, what is that, 2,000% increase? I don't remember how math works, so yell at me if I'm wrong in the comments. But that's a big increase, and an extra 20 hit points when you really need it, say in the middle of combat, because you gotta take a pause from combat and just suck on a blood bag, sounds useful and also super disgusting. I mean, come on. It is really gross, right? But unlike some of the other perks, this one actually has a significant reason in game. You finish the Blood Ties quest in order to get this. And basically, you return to Vance and he shows you the ways of the vampire. So it follows along with the family and the vampire thing in Fallout 3 and allows you to be kind of like a vampire on your own. I'm not sure how actually just learning how to consume blood in order to gain more health out of it works. I don't think that's a realistic kind of thing, but it is a lot of fun from a fictitious kind of fantasy standpoint if you want to play a vampire in the wasteland. So that makes sense. But it is super weird and super gross, and that's why it's on this list.
Number 9.
In Shining Armor. In Shining Armor only shows up in the New Vegas DLC Dead Money, and the description says this: beams reflect off the mirror-like finish of your gleaming armor. You gain an additional +5 damage threshold against energy weapons while wearing any metal armor, +2 while wearing reflective eyewear. This is a cool concept, this idea that, like, lasers and things can bounce off your shiny armor. Which seems beneficial. I mean, heck, if you're getting shot at by a bunch of laser beams, then being able to bounce those back rather than take that damage makes a lot of sense. And it works with a large variety of armors. Advanced radiation suit, Chinese stealth armor, some of the Legion armor, generic metal armor, Ranger combat armor, heck, T-45D and T-51B power armor, and also things like the spacesuit, among others. So it seems very beneficial, but there's a problem. And this isn't a problem with the description. This isn't a problem with the way the perk is set up. It's not like this perk is particularly weird. I mean, I would imagine if you had reflective enough armor that you could bounce energy weapon beams and things off of it, at least at some percentage. So that part kind of makes sense. But this was suggested by XX Calfire XX, who has a really interesting point about this. They say, "What's weird about this is the perk does nothing as the code checks for weapon type energy instead of energy weapons, making the perk useless. There's basically a typo in the code that hasn't been fixed, and I'm sure it's been fixed in some of the unofficial patches and things like that. Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I would be surprised if it wasn't. But basically, where they should have typed energy weapons in the code, they only typed energy, and there's nothing labeled simply energy. So this doesn't do anything. You pick up this perk and you think, cool, I'm going to be reflecting away some of that energy damage that these robots are doing to me. And then you just don't. It doesn't do anything. So that's why it's weird, right? Like, this should have been fixed, but it wasn't. And so it's on the list.
Number 10.
So this one comes from Pumpkin, who says, "Miss Fortune, who is this lady? Why is she able to do weird stuff with her gun?" That's why this one's weird. And let's get into the details on this. Miss Fortune is a perk that shows up in Fallout New Vegas. The in-game description says this: "Just when your enemies think they have the upper hand, Miss Fortune appears to turn their world upside down. Appearing only in VATS, she has the ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory." Wait, defeat from the jaws of victory? I guess for your enemies? So you might be wondering, wait a minute, why this one instead of the Mysterious Stranger? That one is weird too. Yeah, that one's going to show up on the next list because I'm only halfway through all the suggested perks. But yeah, mysterious people popping up out of nowhere, seemingly, is weird. But let's get into the nitty-gritty here, because Miss Fortune is different from the Mysterious Stranger in some very specific ways. So, unlike the Mysterious Stranger, when Miss Fortune attacks somebody, she does a low amount of damage. The Mysterious Stranger does a lot of damage on its hits. But she instead inflicts detrimental effects. And it works kind of like a roll of the dice because there's a percentage thing going on. So basically there's like a 1 out of 100 fortune roll that happens. And if she scores under 35, then she will knock them down for 10 seconds. And if the character is far enough away and they happen to have some sort of grenade or dynamite or a mine or something in their inventory, then there is a chance that they will also detonate those things. And it's important enough to note that they have to be far enough away from you so that the splash damage doesn't hit you. So that's pretty crazy. Now, if the roll, this is kind of like thirds of percentages, like the lowest third below 35 roughly, and then between 35 and 65, if the fortune score is in there, then any of the grenade explosives will detonate as well as certain weapons. So basically she blows up a grenade and the weapon that they're carrying and will cripple their arms. So this includes the flamer, a grenade launcher, recharger pistols or rifles, plasma rifles, pulse guns, any of these kinds of weapons. If they happen to have those and she shoots them, she will detonate whatever grenades they happen to have on there, break their weapons and their arms, which is pretty freaking cool. And if those weapons aren't on the character she's shooting at, she will still get a second chance to cripple a specific part of their body. It's kind of like another roll, and maybe they get a crippled arm or a crippled leg or torso or whatever. And then if the score is above 65, then there will only be a limb crippling effect. No explosions, no breaking of weapons or anything like that. So it is more varied and also, again, super weird, Because how does she target these specific things in order to blow them up? I mean, I guess you could shoot at the gun they're holding, but the idea that like they have a grenade in their pocket and then she pops that as well somehow. And I don't think grenades can just be exploded by being shot, right? Like that's not how that works. But yet, this is a really cool thing and something I would absolutely love to see show back up in the later games or even the next entry in Fallout. That would be very cool. So thanks for this suggestion, Pumpkin, and that's why this is on our list. So that's 10, and that's going to wrap it up for this week. And I have enough to do another episode, so I'm excited because we only got like halfway through the alphabet, and there are definitely some perks out there that I know you're thinking, why didn't you bring that up? Well, I'll bring it up on a future episode. And what that also means is that you have time to chime in, comment, let me know about some other weird perks that should definitely be listed for whatever reason, and I'll consider them, and maybe they'll show up on a future list. So let me know your thoughts, and I will see you next time. Stay safe out there in that weird and wild and wacky wasteland. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.